As our duty warden makes his way up to the podium, may I ask you to sit for a minute? And I would like to do two things as Kwan comes forward. First of all, to thank Sister Connie for coming. Sister Connie is usually with us the second Sunday of every month. And if you're anywhere within the vicinity of St. George on Young, do not miss Sister Connie's sermon. In fact, technically I'm on vacation today, but I couldn't miss your sermon, Sister Connie, and I'm grateful to you for helping us out once per month, at least. Thanks, Sister Connie.
Maybe we should ask her to come every week.
Don't push it. The other thing is, I would like Russell and Lillian to stand, please. And I don't want to put them on a spot and embarrass them, but this is a public ban, reading the public bans in marriage. And Russell Keith McAllister, he's a member of the armed forces. He's serving in the area. He's originally from Saskatchewan, and these bans are being read in the area where he serves and also in his home parish for a marriage in the Philippines later on this year. And this is where Lillian originates, from the Philippines. So I read the bans. We publish the bans in marriage today between Ms. Lillian De La Cruz and Mr. Russell Keith McAllister, currently serving in the area of the armed forces. If anyone knows of any reason why these two persons should not be joined together, we ask you to declare it now. This is the second time of asking. It will be asked again next Sunday. So you have 30 seconds to respond. Guess what? No one said anything. We want to thank you for allowing us this opportunity to have you declare openly your intent, and for us as a community of faith and supportive of the people who work and live here as part of the armed forces, to give us this opportunity to publish this publicly. Next Sunday we'll do likewise, and that will be the third time of asking. The duty warden will now give the announcements. Thank you.
Fall is a very busy usually time for the church, so please look at the list, all the events that is coming. Especially, I'd like to highlight one that is on the 2 weeks later, that is on the 23rd, the Common Ministry Fair and Newcomers Lunch. So we will welcome the newcomer, and also we will have some stations to introduce what kind of a ministry and activities we are doing in the church. And also, I'd like to mention that Geraldine and Alan Spurling has donated a silver pattern made in the Holy Land for the bread for the Eucharist. So we'd like to thank them very much. Thank you.